Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having Dr. Terry Neese back on the show. Terry's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of my great friends, and somebody I admire so much for the work that she's doing, helping growing entrepreneurship around the world, growing, especially helping women entrepreneurs. And folks, you heard, if you heard what I said in the previous segment, I really believe that entrepreneurship and small business is creating a peace dividend by just doing business more and more. You know, people hate, people rail against globalization. Well, one of the things globalization is going to contribute to, it's going to evolve eventually as technology is doing, where small businesses can trade more and more with each other across the world. And when that happens, a peace dividend will be claimed. And Terry Neese, we can't do that without women. All of this, none of this happens without women entrepreneurs, too.
Well, that's you're exactly right. I love what you've just said, Jim. And this is National Mentor Month. It was created in 2002 by the Harvard School of Public Health. President Obama issued a proclamation that January would be National Mentoring Month. And we just have so many American women business owners that have stepped up to help our Peace Through Business students in Afghanistan and Rwanda as mentors over the last 5 years, now going into 6 years. And this year we created a new program. So we're launching our e-mentorship program this year. Mm-hmm. We need 68 women entrepreneurs to e-mentor with women in Afghanistan and Rwanda over the next 60 to 65 days. And many people have already responded, but those of you out there in the audience that don't know how to get involved with women around the globe, this is your chance. It's a great opportunity to email back and forth with women in Afghanistan and Rwanda and talk about their businesses.
Are they able to do any of this in the social media platforms?
They are. They absolutely are. You know, sometimes there's electricity problems in Afghanistan, but other than that, they are very active on social networks, pretty active on email, and they start classes. As you know, we teach a 8-week course, business basics course, in Afghanistan and Rwanda, latter part of January through March. And so we decided this year it would be really neat to match women up with women entrepreneurs in America while they're going through their classes. So they have an entrepreneur here that they can talk to about their business plan and their marketing plan.
So these ladies can stay right where they are. They can stay home in or at their offices or whatever they want to do, wherever they are. They can stay right here and give back to someone who could use a leg up in these other countries.
Exactly. I mean, we can pay forward our knowledge to them and help them be successful and sustain their companies in these countries.
I know what you mean when you say pay forward. But, Terry, I will tell you something. I help people all the time. But I don't.
I know you do.
But Terry, let me tell you something. I still haven't gotten to the point where I'm paying anything forward because I'm still paying for the people on whose shoulders I stand.
I appreciate
what you said, and I agree with you, but my point is, I bet you that most of the women who are going to sign up for this are not going to think about it as paying forward. They're going to think about it as paying back.
Well, that's true. And, you know, we've already had so many women who have taken these women into their homes. As you know, in July, we choose 15 women from each country to come to the United States. So if we start the e-mentoring process now, there's possibilities that some of these women could come and actually spend a week with one of the e-mentor women business
owners. Well, and you've had these experiences before, and they've been wonderful, haven't they?
Oh, my goodness. There's, you know, let me just talk about one person in particular. Afghan, all the women, in my opinion, are success stories. But let's take Teddy. I'll just talk about her first name. She's a Rwanda Peace Through Business graduate. She opened the first school after the genocide in Rwanda. Using a vacant school and whatever supplies remained, she started a school by promoting its opening on the radio. She now has 500 students. She mentored with Dr. Frida Deskin, who owns Aztec Charter Schools in Oklahoma City, and really learned how to find resources to expand her school and reach out to the community for help, better manage her finances. She went back to Rwanda, not anticipating at all anything other than to go back and build her school. President Kagame reached out to her. President Kagame of Rwanda reached out to her and appointed her to the Parliament of Rwanda. And one of our 2010 Peace Through Business graduates as well. So we now have two Rwanda Peace Through Business owners and our graduates that are in the Rwanda Parliament, which is huge in my opinion.
Well, and the thing, and so folks, think about, one of my favorite things to think about, Terry, is this idea of how much one person can do.
Yeah.
And think about how much you made a difference in through your desire to launch your company, Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, or the ladies who have mentored Teddy, etc. But think about that, their gesture, your gesture to her, one-on-one, times 500 students, times 500 families, times 200 communities. Think about that kind of leverage. One person can make a difference in the 21st century.
Multiplies beyond our belief of how many numbers we're actually touching, not only in Afghanistan and Rwanda, but around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I'm so proud of you, Terry, for what you're doing, and it's the reason why, as long as I've got a show, you'll have airtime to talk about it. Give us the website, Terry. Tell ladies how they can sign up.
If they want to sign up to be an e-mentor or just get involved in the program, go to www.ieew.org and search for our classes, our Peace Through Business classes.
Is there any kind of instructions there to where sort of a profile of the kind of a person, kind of a business owner who would be a good mentor, from experience standpoint, anything like that?
Yes, and there's also a list of our students that just left last July, so you can get an idea of what types of businesses do these women own.
To see if you match up with any of them. And folks, or just contact them and say, look, I don't know what I can do, but I want to help. 20 after, right back with Terry Neese, one of my heroes. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.